This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.
The U.S. government is exploring options on how it would be able to continue to provide consular support and facilitate departures for those who wish to leave Afghanistan after the end of this month. Steve Herman has more from the White House.
At the Defense Department, State Department, and here at the White House, officials are continuing to focus on the accomplishments and rebut criticism that the United States could end up stranding thousands of people who are on Washington's priority list for evacuation from Afghanistan after an August 31st deadline. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki among those, pointing to 82,000 evacuees from Kabul Airport since the middle of this month.
We're on track to have the largest U.S. airlift in history, and I think that speaks for itself.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says those still in Afghanistan after August 31st and desiring to depart will not be forgotten. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
The World Food Program is urgently appealing for $200 million to purchase and pre-position food for millions of Afghans before the winter snow cuts off access roads to them. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WFP Deputy Regional Director Anthea Webb warns of a humanitarian catastrophe this winter without international support for this emergency operation.
We only have a few short weeks left to secure the necessary donor funding to get food in place before the mountain passes are blocked by snow. Any further delay in our preparations could be deadly for the people of Afghanistan.
This hunger crisis comes on top of a wider humanitarian and human rights crisis triggered by the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops and the seizure of control of the country by Taliban insurgents. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. The House of Representatives Committee investigating the January insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is demanding a trove of records from federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The records are from federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies. It includes information about planning and funding for rallies held in Washington leading up to the riot.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Among them is an event at the Ellipse, January 6th, near the White House. Then President Donald Trump spoke.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
Committee members are also considering asking for phone records of several people, including members of Congress, to try to determine who knew what about the unfolding riot and when they knew it. The committee also wants information about pushing the then president's claim of election fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Drug maker Pfizer is asking the Food and Drug Administration to approve booster shots for its COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Pfizer's two-shot vaccine received full regulatory approval from the FDA this week for Americans ages 16 and older. Now the company says it started the approval process for a third dose and expects to complete its application by the end of this week. Last week, U.S. health officials announced plans to dispense COVID-19 booster shots to all Americans to shore up their protection amid a surge in infections of the Delta variant of the virus. Pfizer's vaccine is still under an emergency use authorization for ages 12 to 15. I'm Ben Thomas.
Mississippi health officials say another young child has died of COVID-19. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Health officials in Mississippi say a child under the age of 5 has died from the coronavirus. They say this is the 6th pediatric COVID death since the pandemic began. While state health officials are dealing with that, they also report there have been threats against the state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, who's been urging people to get vaccinated. Law enforcement officials in Mississippi are investigating those threats. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Delta Airlines will charge employees on the company health plan $200 a month if they fail to get vaccinated against COVID-19, a policy the airline's top executive says is necessary because the average hospital stay for the virus costs the airline $40,000. CEO Ed Bastian said that all employees who have been hospitalized for the virus in recent weeks were not fully vaccinated. The airline said Wednesday that it would require unvaccinated workers to be tested beginning September 12th, although Delta would cover the cost. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.